And we are pleased to be joined now by Jaguars defensive backs coach Dwayne Walker. How are you, coach?
Good. Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are things?
Good.
Been busy?
Good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, with free agency over now and looking at college guys, so plus we're looking at all the cut-ups and all the players from last year to try to get better. So we're finding ways to keep ourselves busy.
How many hours a day do you think you spend looking at a video screen? Well, and do you have a pair of these cheater glasses like I do?
Yes, I do. normally, I spend about 12 hours usually. I get in around 6 and leave at 6. And besides watching game tape from last year and looking at free agents and college guys, so find a way to keep myself busy.
You bet.
You, everybody wants to know about the guys we signed last week.
Mm-hmm.
And like you told me a couple weeks ago, you liked the idea of getting another corner into the mix, a veteran guy who could add competition to that group and could add more of an element. And my guess is now you feel like you've got three or four guys back there who can all get the job done for you.
Yeah,
at the corner position.
I think the cool part is bringing some guys in to help improve the guys that have been here. And I know when you look at this past season, you had four second-year players for the most part, along with the rookie nickel, and to add two veteran players with that group, it's pretty exciting to just work with those guys, blend them in to what we have done pretty good, and continue to improve our group.
When you look at this group now, still a lot of young players, but Devon House is not necessarily a sage old veteran. What do you see? Do you see him as being a leader in that group immediately, or had that group already established itself with Jonathan Cyprian as the leader?
Well, I think you got to say Sip's the leader. I've been knowing House for a long time, and Sergio, he's a good player as well. So I just think these guys have to come in. They have to really earn their respect from the coaches and the players. But the most important thing, they have to learn our system. And I think with the young guys that we have that's still here, most of them have 32 games under their belt now. So I think just being able to combine all this young talent and get us all on the same page, I think that'll be the fun part for us.
I don't know Devon House, and I only know Sergio Brown based on the news conference that I saw. He's a huge personality. You have an interesting blend of talkers and quiet guys. I mean, Demetrius, you really have to push him in the locker room to get him to speak. I mean, he's just so relaxed. You got Aaron Colvin, who's not a loudmouth, but boy, he has good things to say. I mean, you've got an interesting blend in that room, don't you?
That's why chemistry is very important. And the cool part about this group, they're all good guys. You know, you don't have guys with big egos. You don't have guys with agendas. So I think having different personality, I think that's the fun part about our group. But it's very important to establish the chemistry, though.
We've seen that Devon does not lack confidence. He believes he can play in this league, which you have to have at that position. You've been around him. You're around him in college. And you obviously spent some time watching him in Green Bay. What is it about his skill set that you think he fits for what you want to do?
He has presence on the line of scrimmage. Obviously, with our bump and run scheme here, with his size and his straight line speed, I believe he has good ball skills. So the thing I like about what he brings to the table from a bump and run corner is the presence on the line of scrimmage.
Now, it's not necessarily that Aaron will stay at the nickel, you know, forever, but you, Dave Caldwell, Gus Bradley, have all talked about liking his skill set at that position. And it's not a position that's necessarily the exact same as a corner in terms of what you need to play well, correct?
It's rare. I know I've had one corner that was able to do both. It was Sean Springs when I was with the Redskins. But he has the intangibles because he's a very intelligent player.
This is Aaron.
Yes.
Right, got it.
Yes, and he has the skill set to play both spots. So it's going to be a challenge for him because it's two different positions and you have to have different mindsets playing inside and outside. But he has definitely the football IQ and the skill set to do both.
Is it the football IQ that sets a good nickel apart, or is there something else physically that a nickel does better?
Toughness.
Yeah.
Because you're almost a mini linebacker in certain schemes. So you have to be able to play man-to-man in the slot. You have to be able to be a three-deep zone player, two deep zone type player, all the adjustments, and then, okay, now move outside and play bump and run on the opponent's best receiver. So you have to be able to get in and out of different schemes and different skill sets.
Is free safety in today's NFL now a premium position because of the passing attacks? And the reason I ask is, you see what Earl Thomas means in Seattle, and it's been well recorded what Devin McCourty is worth for the New England Patriots. Has it risen to that level of cornerback in the secondary?
I think in our system it does, because when you're a single safety defense, we talk about red line to red line, where corners feel comfortable with really good free safeties that can protect them in the seam areas. If a running back gets to the second level, all right, it's only you. You have to make the tackle to keep good running backs out of the out of the end zone in the NFL. So I know in our scheme, that position is very, very critical.
Now, everybody who talks about the secondary, I'm sure all you've heard, all you read, more turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. That's the theme. Is that something that on March 7th you're sitting there trying to figure that out, or does it just have to happen within the overall scheme of the defense and guys getting better?
Well, I think you always have to study it. I know that's what the offseason is all about. I know for me, okay, what do we do well? And I know that's been, as a matter of fact, I was thinking about that driving in this morning, is that I know that's an area of focus. But I also look at the things that we did well. We went 4 or 5 games without giving up a passing touchdown. You look at some of the improvements after week 4 in terms of explosive passes. So when you're dealing with young guys and some of the things we did really well, it was pretty cool to see us improve in those areas. Okay, now what do we need to work on? Obviously, okay, we got to get our hands on more balls. So I've looked at other secondaries around the league to see, you know, what are they doing in terms of getting their hands on balls and interceptions versus what we're doing. Then you look at the scheme. So you study it, but it's not something that I'm losing a lot of sleep over, because I know we have more experience. We've added 2 pretty good players in the secondary, and I just think every year is different. But it's definitely something that you have to pay attention to.
You know, one of the really interesting guys, I called him a young lion last year, a guy that you just watched and he just looked like he owned the field at times physically, was Demetrius.
Mm-hmm.
A guy with that ideal length, really a bright football mind, too. He doesn't speak a lot, but boy, does he have a lot to say when you ask him the right question. So what was his jump from year 1 to year 2? How did he make that much progress in an offseason, and what can this offseason mean for him?
He listens, for one.
I don't do a lot of that.
And he has an old soul. I mean, he's really very mature. He's beyond years when you look at his age, and it's important to him. He works at it. When we have conversations during the season, especially at the end of the season, in terms of, okay, what are the areas you need to work on? And he did that after last season. So he has a plan. And I know my years in this league, when guys really pay attention to the things they need to improve on and take it serious, they usually will improve year in and year out.
Tell me about Sip. He's the guy that high second round draft pick, and people coming into last season sort of expected him to be the leader. Is he, and where is he in terms of his development in your eye?
I think he's on track. We've had a lot of conversations, and I know a lot of people would disagree, because I think a lot of times you look at why he's a second round draft pick, but usually people that have those opinions, they don't really understand our league, our system, and what we ask that position.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think you're asking a rookie to come in our system from day one and be an elite player. Well, it doesn't work that way. You have to let them play, and then you have to see the things they do well, and you have to see the things that a player needs to improve. I mean, he led our team in tackles. I just know the one area that we talk about, just being able to mature within this scheme, because we asked that particular position to do a lot. And when you ask the young guy to come in to be elite, you know, day one, I mean, that just doesn't happen. So just looking at his progress and some of the things he needs to improve, I think we're on course, and I just think this season's going to be a real good season for him.
If and when you solidify the free safety spot, how much does that help Jonathan?
Well, they definitely, yeah, because they're interchangeable. If you compare our system to Seattle system, when you look at what they're doing now, Cam Chancellor is always the down safety, and Earl's always in the middle of the field. Well, our guys are interchangeable. They have to be able to do both. So now you're asking guys to have to master not only the run game being down, but also the passing game being in the deep middle of the field. So it adds a little bit more responsibility to our guys in terms of how we play our system compared to Seattle's.
When you showed up here a couple of years ago, you took the secondary and you rebuilt it, and you went with youth, young talent. That doesn't happen that much in this day and age of the NFL. How hard is it to be patient, and how gratifying is it for you to now, 2 years later, going into their third season, have expectations for this group?
Well, it's easy for me to be patient, but I don't make all the decisions in terms of the development of getting these guys to play at a high level. But I just look at it more so you have to go through it. I mean, you have to. It's just, it's a process. And through that process, you always want to look as if you're getting better and you're not getting worse. So that's why I think this year is going to be very, very good to see.
I just don't think that many teams are willing to go through the process. They'll patch it with free agency, but they won't do what you guys did. So I'm really interested to see this group in year three, because you've always been pointing to, you and the coaching staff, you know, the development. And here are guys now who should be developed. It should be fun to watch. Thanks so much for taking time out of your day to spend with us.
I
know you're busy the rest of the way.
Appreciate
Dwayne Walker, Jaguars defensive backs coach, joining us here on Jaguars.com Live. That'll do it. Any final notes of wisdom from
Unlike you, I have nothing to say.